Many contractors are also subcontractors who receive payments for construction operations from other main contractors. And what may be of greater concern for many of them is the potential failure of the compliance test, which could result in the loss of their gross payment status. The cash flow effects could be very difficult for businesses. A new feature of the current scheme is the automated scheduled review, or the Tax Treatment Qualification Test, TTQT, of a subcontractor's level of compliance in the previous 12 months. This is something that's been happening since November 2007 and means that every single gross payment status subcontractor will be reviewed automatically by HMRC at least once a year. A gross payment subcontractor will fail the test if any of the following criteria are present during the 12-month review period. If HMRC has received four or more contractor monthly returns late. If one contractor monthly return is late by more than 28 days. If there are four or more late payments of CIS deductions or PAYE and NIC deductions, or only one late payment of PAYE or CIS deductions when it's more than 14 days late. One payment of self-assessment tax that is more than 28 days late will result in a failure, as will one payment of corporation tax that is more than 28 days late. Another failure would involve at the date of the review where there is outstanding and overdue employer's end of year return form P35 or a self-assessment return. The message to contractors and subcontractors receiving payments for construction operations is to be careful to avoid being charged late filing penalties and to constantly monitor the level of compliance. Accurate and timely completion of the CIS 300 monthly returns is important, but the compliance responsibilities extend beyond the business to its proprietors, so in other words, its directors or partners, and to their individual tax affairs too.